Name I suddenly can't find here. This is terrible.
Terry
Hanlon. Thank you, Terry. Great way to start. Terry is a filmmaker and has done a film called Meringue Diplomacy. So we're on the food theme again here. We started out with the cherry orchard. Now we're moving to the meringues.
Excellent.
The film is going to be shown at the Basilica on the 13th. That's next Friday, Friday the 13th, easy to remember, at 8 p.m., followed by questions and answers with Terry. And it has some interesting things about it, including the music. So we're going to be listening to some of that music, I hope. And Terry, why don't you start by telling us why you chose this as a subject and what inspired you to do the film?
Sure. Well, there were several reasons why I decided to do this project. And I guess the first and foremost is that growing up in the San Francisco Bay Area, you're kind of programmed to be a genetic foodie. And, you know, we loved the fresh fruit and vegetables, and everyone loves to cook there. And I was just thinking about it on my way over. And in fact, when I started dating my husband, our first argument was cured at Chez Panisse. So it just shows how important food has always been to our family. A friend of mine gave me the Larousse Gastronomique for a gift one year, and I was thumbing through a Christmas day, and I ran across this chef named Antoinine Carême. And I could not believe this man's story. He was everything that I've ever been interested in my life. He was a great chef. He was an architect of sorts. His story was amazing. He was abandoned by his family, and estimates are that there were 14 to 25 children in his family, abandoned at the outskirts of Paris, gets a job sweeping floors in a cafe, has a wonderful boss in the cafe who allows him to study at a library, trains himself, learns how to read, write, and design, studies architecture, and becomes a well-known pastry chef in Paris. Then, when he's young, he's discovered by the diplomat Talleyrand. So Talleyrand hires him to be his personal chef. And he really helps Talleyrand's career because he's constantly making dinners for all the statesmen of the world passing through. And he develops these very special pastries called constructions, which could be as much as 3 feet high. And if a diplomat from China was coming over one night, he would make a pagoda. If someone from India was coming, he would make an Indian temple. So his skills were just phenomenal. And in addition to this, he codified French cooking. He invented the whisk, the chef's toque. So he did it all.
It reminded me of something in a cookbook I had at home, where Carême says, "The fine arts are five in number: painting, sculpture, poetry, music, and architecture, whose main branch is confectionery."
Yeah, that's perfect. That says it all about Carême.
Yeah, I thought the leap from pastry chef to architect was quite something, but I can see where he incorporated both of them and just is using food then as the medium for creating these wonderful structures, I suspect.
Mm-hmm. And the thing about this particular piece is what I've tried to do. I did all my own research on it. I worked on it over a period of about 12 years. And I wanted to create I'm trying to forge a new type of documentary. Not so much a traditional documentary, but one that really involves two levels. The first level is you're getting hardcore intellectual information, the real facts. There's one fact in the whole piece that's not substantiated. So you're getting all the facts on one level, and then on another level, you're getting a kind of painterly fantasy that's inspired by all the wonderful things that this man did. So, for example, at one point, Carême breaks out into song. Another character in the piece, Lady Morgan, who was a wonderful Irish blue stocking who wrote about Carême, breaks out into dance. So there are a lot of different levels operating, and I hope makes it a fun piece to experience.
Do you have a particular interest in chefs?
Well, that's a good question. I love to cook, and I've as I was saying, I've been a cook since I was young. And I just found this topic interesting because as I was doing it, the whole celebrity chef movement was starting, really, really gearing up. And so I thought just from a social perspective that it was very interesting to look at this man who I really feel was the first celebrity chef because he traveled with an entourage, he had his own box at the opera, he was the Mick Jagger of cooking. He lived from 1783 to 1833, so people just worshipped him. And of course, if you were lucky enough to get invited to a Carême dinner, you talked about it or wrote about it, as did Lady Morgan. So it was, he's quite a guy. I fell in love, what can I say?
Now, I've seen it referred to as video. Is this a video or film, or
well,
doesn't it make any difference?
You know, it's a very interesting question because I am tried and true a video artist. I've been doing videos since the 80s. I did early music videos with computer graphics. And I have a wonderful friend who's a cameraman in Hollywood, and for about 10 years we had the argument between video versus film. And now, happily enough, everything is merging. So I consider myself a video artist, but if people want to call this a film, it's fine. It's a digital film, but really done in video.
Interchangeable, more or less.
That's how I feel.
Great. Yeah. Tell us about the score. That seems to be very important.
The score, I'm extremely lucky because music has always been important to me in my work. I've worked with a lot of avant-garde music composers, Frankie Mann, Rhys Chanham in the past. And this score features a group. The music director is David Behrman, and David is a electronic music composer who, in addition to his own work, worked for many years with the Merce Cunningham Dance Company. Actually performed in their last beautiful performance at the Armory in New York. And all the composers do very special little pieces that David and I then put together for the piece, and Jacques Becker, Barbara Hell, John King, Letitia Sonami, and also John Gibson, happily enough, will be involved at Basilica the following night in a dance performance.
Oh,
so
great.
he'll be featured two nights in a row, my evening and then the next evening. And they're wonderful composers because they really know how to create a mood. So not having the room to experiment, I find it just fantastic video music. So it's beautiful to work with. I think we're hearing a little bit in the background now.
Can we hear a little more, do you think?
Thank you. pieces by Barbara Held, who's a wonderful flutist who lives in Spain. Barbara studied with Jean-Pierre Rampal and has several of her own CDs out, available on Lovely Music, so she's one of the six.
It's interesting because there are a couple of other pieces involving animals, a quail, or I guess that's a bird, and some kind of insect?
Yes, there's an insect section, and I could tell you a little bit about that. There was a wonderful story about Karem, who really, as I was saying, did it all. And one of his many, many gigs was he did Napoleon's wedding. And it was in the country, and he didn't have a long time to set up. And he and his staff got into the kitchen, and the kitchen was filled with insects. And they had to get to work the next morning. And this was, as you can imagine, a serious gig. So he put out pots of sugared water all over the kitchen. And the next morning they came back and they had caught over 1,000 insects. So this is a piece by David Behrman in which he created our insects electronically. And this part of the story is told with an animation.
Now, how did you come to show the film in Hudson at the Basilica?
Oh, well, I've known John Gibson for many years, and we were speaking with John, who comes up here, I understand, on a regular basis, and he suggested that it be shown, and I was thrilled to do it, because I've been following Basilica in New York since it opened, and it's a spectacular place. It's really an amazing-looking place, and how wonderful that it exists.
They're only screening it the one time at 8 o'clock.
Yes.
So we'd better get ourselves down there fast. No, the music sounds really wonderful. I don't know about insects and food coming together, but
it's a wonderful team. This piece is by David Behrman that we're listening to now. Very soothing.
We could all kind of just chill. Is there anything else you'd like to tell our audience, Terry?
Just that I highly recommend Googling Karem and learning more about him. And even if you can't, I hope you can make it to the film, but if you can't, his story is a really fascinating one.
So that's 8 o'clock on Friday the 13th at Basilica Hudson. Just Google Basilica Hudson and you can go on the website and I'm sure order tickets or whatever is needed. Look forward to seeing it. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for inviting me.